I was pretty busy last night, innit?
What are you doing?
We were feeding the donkeys and trim.
Oh.
This is something, right? I want to talk to you about this, and you can get involved as well, because we do have these tickets if you want to go and see Amble in St. Anne's Park. We're looking for suggestions of some of the things that should be on, like, tourist attractions to the awesome Seven Wonders of the World, you know. So instead of Seven Wonders of the World, Seven Wonders of Ireland. Like, never mind your Cliffs of Moher, never mind your Giant's Causeway, never mind your Spire, never mind all of these amazing attractions. But what about the things that should make the list that are just a little bit, like, out of the ordinary? Like, visiting donkeys and feeding donkeys in Trim with the Donkey Sanctuary is just one of the most nicest things to do. And it should be up there with things that people should be able to go and do.
Yeah, like, for example, there is a fairy bush in County Clare, and there was plans to remove the bush for a bypass, but the people of Newmarket and Fergus, they stood their ground and they said, listen, you move that fairy bush now and we're going to have a hard time here. The fairies will come after you. So that fairy bush is still there.
Now that we know that, that should be on the list
as
well. That
should be on the list, yeah.
Okay, what else you reckon should be there? Like, there's a coffee van and a breakfast van just off the M4 at the Kilcock exit, and they just do lovely coffee. It's on the Enfield to Kilcock Road, and it's just there at the side of the road. It's like, that should be on the list of things that everybody should go and see.
Yeah, true. You know what I mean? What about that place, the Gravity Hill place, where you roll something down but it won't roll down, it'll actually roll up? That goes against all kind of science.
Oh, there's one in Donegal, I think there's one in Louth, and there's one in Wicklow as well. Yeah, look, like, if your car's in neutral, what you think is, like, you're going to go downhill, you actually go up.
That is bizarre.
Okay, 087-110-2107. What are the things that you think should be big tourist attractions, which is just small kind of cool things like that? And we'll give you tickets. You could win those tickets for a pair of tickets for Amble at St. Anne's Park in Dublin on May 29th. 087-110-2107. What about those things that should be tourist attractions? We have tickets up for grabs for Amble live at St. Anne's Park in Dublin May 29th. And what we're looking for is you to tell us, you know, those things that you see about the country. You're thinking, do you know what? That'll make a great tourist attraction. Una, the Obama Plaza.
Oh, my God.
Get in there.
Yes.
I was only there recently, and I was just like, this place is wonderful.
So much choice.
There's so much to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just smack bang there in Offaly. It's just like, it's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty, isn't it?
It's around Moneygall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly where it is.
That's where my grandmother came from.
Your grandmother and Barack Obama could be related.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Have you done a little bit of a family tree there?
I should do that.
You should. Oh, you're a busy mum of twins. So.
I am a busy mum of twins.
So we have these tickets for Amble's gig in St. Anne's Park. If you'd like to win them before you can buy them, tickets go on sale this Friday. 087-110-2107. The things that you reckon should be a tourist attraction that are a little bit out there. There's a pyramid in Kinnity in Offaly, says Derek, and it should definitely be there. We looked at this pyramid in Offaly, and what was the guy's name who built it? He was a soldier and did some. He was on duty.
Richard Wellesley Bernard.
Thank you very much. And he did military service in the 1800s something, and came back to Ireland, built a pyramid.
It's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Cool looking.
There's a pyramid very like it as well, built by the Swifts. As in, like, the Swift family, Jonathan Swift and stuff like that. I think it's linked to them, and it's in Castle Rickard in Mead. It's only up the road from us. It's unbelievable, like, it's fantastic. I should bring you
all
there,
the pyramids are in Mead.
Yeah, they are.
Sure, it has to be the Bolognese.
The Bolognese.
People say it's a time capsule.
I've heard that the Bolognese is a time capsule as well. I love the Bolognese. It's fantastic. It's a great piece of art.
It is.
It looks amazing, and it's definitely something that everybody should, at one stage in their life, go and see. But from what my understanding is that when it was built, inside it, they put whatever was from that year inside it as a time capsule so that they can go in and have a look at it in like 50 or 100 years.
What year was it built?
You know, let's get Donald to Google that while we, what year was the ball in ace?
Let me see.
While you're doing that, we'll get this WhatsApp voice note.
Good morning, guys. I think the Pennies in Ballina is the attraction.
Sorry, Pennies in Ballina. I love it.
That we all need here in the west of Ireland. Even though I'm from Sligo, Ballina, it just cuts mustard better.
Okay, 087-110-2107. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Tickets for Amble go on sale this Friday for their gig in St. Anne's Park on Friday, 29th of May. It's going to be absolutely amazing. They were incredible at Electric Picnic, according to everybody who went and saw them on the main stage. They're absolutely knocking it.
Love Amber.
What we're doing, we're looking for you to suggest places that should be tourist attractions in Ireland that aren't listed as tourist attractions.
Morning, guys. I would say Causey Farm in County Meath. It has something for everyone. You can have a kids' party, you can have a hen party, a stag party. There's something for everyone. And to top it all off, they show you how to make the best brown bread in Ireland.
Do you hear that, Una?
Bacon brown bread?
Yeah, bacon brown bread. That's a good suggestion, yeah. Causey Farm on that one. There's loads of people suggesting like loads of castles and farms. Roscommon and Castle should be an attraction. The castle has a pond, amazing playground for everyone, and fairy doors all over the place. I love going into grounds like that, and you come across fairy trees. Oh, what's the name of that park now? I can't remember, but there's like little mirrors hanging up out of trees and little doors, and there's a tiny piano
gorgeous,
like, hidden behind a thing. Oh my god, Donna D Forest Park.
Donna D, yeah, in Kildare. Fabulous.
Love Donna D Forest Park. That should be down as a tourist attraction. But we've got loads of WhatsApps coming in, but I think the one that we're going to give the tickets to has been we're going to give it to Sally. Sally suggested the Pennies as a tourist attraction.
Do you know what? I could use I was just thinking my shed as a tourist attraction, because I have all the bottles that I'm saving to bring back to the. So it could be like for educational purposes, for recycling.
The returns recycle.
Returns recycle movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Sally wins the tickets to Amble. Yeah.
Sally.
Well done, Sally.
Well done. We'll have another pair of tickets up for grabs tomorrow here on iRadio. Everybody
look at my star. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm.
Or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is Hang Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.